You'll wait after you save and go on live.
Yep.
Never know what this guy's going to do.
We are the Incredible Critics Incredible, not because we're great, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, it is the Elite Eight of our March Movie Madness bracket. Joining me as always, Tim Lasers Groover.
Pew, 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 pew.
And Frankie, number deux, Fusco.
Hey, Ben.
Deux.
It's French for two.
Un, deux.
You're an
How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. How are
is
you?
It going? Oh, I'm good. Thank you for asking. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Good day. You know? I feel like this is a good episode. I don't know why. I'm just excited about this episode. I can't quite figure it out.
It's because
I am like, yeah, it's exactly because Tuna's not here. It's good. The original three, we're all together.
That's right.
Eventually, I am going to
together but separate.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
two. Mm-hmm. You know, two of us are pretty close.
Yeah, so. I can't quite figure it out. Update for all the listeners: I have lost two Groobers. So I had caught up to three Groobers last week, and I was very excited about it. But two of them have escaped. I mean, left on their own free will. Yeah. So last week you didn't listen.
Trying to catch them all.
Clearly, yeah. I was trying to catch all the Groobers. So last week, Brittany and
was I not on last week?
You were not.
What?
No.
What day is it? Where mm-hmm. are we?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Like you didn't know we have a podcast every Monday.
It's March.
movie.
Madness. Yeah. Last week I had Brittany and Jude here, staying for the weekends, and Tim. There were three Groobers in the house. They were multiplying. And they multiplied. They had Jude, and but he was already here. But, you know,
well, yeah, before,
yeah, okay. That's how it works. But anyway, long story short, I lost two.
Yeah, I was on last week.
You were not on last week.
Are we sure?
Yeah, last week was the week without you.
I thought that was two weeks ago. I was on last week. That was not a thing. That was not a thing we discussed. Because
last week Ben was crying about all of his picks.
Oh,
yeah, because the fighter didn't make it, and that's a choice.
I just block you out all the time.
Nah, that's fair.
Well, I didn't do a Groober update last week, so I lost them 2 weeks ago.
That's all right.
Still,
that makes more sense now.
I started watering Tim, hoping that more sprout like a gremlin. It's not happening.
No, just
at midnight, I just go in his room and I dump a bucket of water on him, and I run out.
The worst possible way to wake up.
He's been waking up in the morning, being like, "I've been waking up so sweaty, I can't figure it out."
It's not even summer yet. Tim, how's your week been going?
It's good. It's going good. A little tired, but you know, when you start a 4-hour movie at 8 p.m.
True.
Yeah.
These things happen.
Well, I mean, with that, let's just jump into it. Tim, lay it out there. What do you got?
We did it. Last night, Frankie and I watched the Snyder Cut. Justice League, the Snyder Cut. It's a thing.
Better way to spend your Sunday night before a Monday workday than watching a 4-hour DC movie?
Well, I mean, tell us, how much did you hate it being 4x3?
Ben,
I didn't even notice. I have a big 1990s 60-inch 4x3 TV, like one of those old tube TVs.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we just watched the CRTs with the three different CRTs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we had to pick between that or an iPod Classic, and we went with that. So
went with that. So didn't even notice. It was like it was made for it.
Yeah. I mean, overall, honestly, I think we both agreed it's probably a lot better than the one that came out in theaters originally. But I don't know if that's saying much, to be honest, because there was some...
I was talking to some people about it today, because I had some friends that watched it and loved it. And I had some friends that won't watch it. And I was like, listen.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here. My name's Ben.
Some friends.
Took the and bullet I will for you, not Ben. Watch it.
Here's it. It is way better. Way better than the original one. I've tried to watch the original one, I think, 3 or 4 times, and I've fallen asleep every time. And I forgot that I never finished it. until I was watching this movie, and I was like, oh, is this in the, and he's like, yeah, Tim was like, yeah, this is in the old movie. And I was like, oh, I guess I never saw this part. So it is way better than the original movie. It is still not a great movie.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's still way better. I'll say there's probably like an hour and a half or maybe more of the 4 hours that are just slow motion shots.
That's why it's so long.
For 100%. Some reason.
There's so many slow motion shots. Slow motion, Wonder Woman dodging bullets like three times in a 10-minute period. Slow motion, Flash running. Slow motion, Batman driving a tank or an airplane. I don't know. And slow motion, you know, fish swimming the sea. Like slow motion. Every character had like a good 15 to 20 minutes of slow motion. You know, so
okay, it being 4x3, did that
did
add
not bother
anything?
Anybody? No,
no, no, no, no, no. Not it, what I was going to say.
Add anything?
Did it add no, it anything to the viewing experience?
If I would have been watching on an IMAX, maybe.
But you weren't.
We weren't, because it's at home, because it got released.
I mean, but it didn't really take anything away. I mean,
no.
Except
you get used to it pretty quick.
Yeah, you noticed it for the first like 15 minutes and then you just got over it.
No, I would not.
A lot of dramatic shots that were just very
drawn out.
Like, yeah. When I looked at Tim and I was like, oh, look at this dramatic push in. It's going to change scenes, dramatic transition. And then all of a sudden switched to like his mom.
Immediately. Martha was wild.
And then.
Why'd you say that name, Ben? Yeah, and I mean, there was a lot of things in it, honestly, that I was like, why did they even change this when they, like, why did they reshoot this for the, because I remember certain scenes that were reshot with Superman where he has, where his lip is all crazy in the Joss Whedon
mustache
version.
Gate. Yeah.
It's a movie that they shot almost the whole thing of. They reshot almost like whole chunks of the movie and to like change the plot, but to be honest, there was a bunch of stuff that they reshot that I was like, why did you even waste your time doing this?
$70 million in reshoots. Like, we're not talking like, yeah, you know, $5-10 million in reshoots. $70 million.
Well, and Snyder did do a few new shots for this cut too. So
right.
And then there's kind of some sequences at the end and even one in the middle that tease stuff that will never, ever, ever be played out. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all these extra post trailers. First off, it's broken up into parts, and you would think, oh, like part one, part two, part three. Nope. Nope. Part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, part six, epilogue.
Yeah. And somehow also no Frankie and I both missed when part two came on the screen. It said part three, and both of us, we looked at each other.
I'm like, did you see part two?
What? Anyways, Ben, I'd say if you have 4 hours to kill.
I don't.
Or 1 hour for 4 days in a row. Or 30 minutes for 8 days in a row.
As I texted you guys, not even Christopher Nolan could get me to watch a 4 hour 4x3 film.
But Ben, what if it was the second highest rated superhero movie?
So rating,
that's going against it.
let's rate for a second. So this is what I said to some other people. I said, if you liked Batman v Superman, you will like this. And I think I stand by that because I did not particularly care for Batman v Superman. I thought it was very similar to this. And I watched it. It was entertaining. If you like DC movies and you like the DC characters and you like the movies, yeah, I say watch it because it's way better than the original. It's better than the new Wonder Woman. It's better than Suicide Squad or Birds of Prey. It's better than the original Superman, in my opinion. Sorry. I'm sure.
The original Joseph. Christopher Reeve Superman.
Wow, that's
no, not deep that cut. One. Not well, yeah. You know what? It is better than that one.
Oh my goodness,
those movies are rough. But I don't know, like Batman v Superman. I think it's right on par with BVS, you know?
All right, well, I won't be watching that.
So, real quick, two things we noticed that we just want to share with everybody because I want to ruin it for them. Pay close attention to Ezra Miller running every time he's in slow-mo. Just, he runs like an like an idiot. Like that had to be directed to him or something, but he runs when he's running super fast like he's swimming. This is how he's running really fast.
His arms are like this,
flailing.
But like his hands are like pointed backwards on his running.
It's so weird and it's so annoying. It's like you don't run like that. Flash does. The Flash runs like this. Like anyway, super annoying. And then there's another line in it where Superman's mom sees him for the first time.
She's Martha. Like,
yeah, Martha. You can't say her name.
Why'd you say that name? Had to do it again.
He says,
"Yeah." She's like, "Is it really you? Is it really you?"
He goes, "Yes, it's me, Ma." Ma's like, "Me, Ma."
He says, "Yes, I'm me, Ma."
That's right. Yes, I'm me, Ma. Because you respond to that.
That is the worst written.
I was like,
"Me,
Ma."
It is. I'm me, Ma. Is what made it so bad. Because like you would normally say, "I'm like, oh Ben, is that you?" And you're like, "Yeah, it's me."
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's me. No,
not,
he goes,
yeah,
"Yes,
I'm me."
Or there's a comma.
Me, Ma.
Or no there's comma, a comma, yeah. But no
I'm
comma. Mima. He delivers the line.
Yes.
I'm Mima.
I'm
I was
Mima.
Like,
Mima?
Mima? Mima's back.
She's like, Mima, I thought you were Clark. No, it's Mima.
I'm Mima.
Right, Mima, where's Clark? Why are you in Clark's body? No, it's Mima.
There is zero. You guys are just giving me more reasons to never watch this movie.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to watch it anymore. Fine.
I'm not.
I mean, that's a funny line. You should watch it just to get to that part.
I should watch it just so that I can rip the audio for that part to throw in whenever we talk about it.
You know what? I think it's in a YouTube. I think I can send you a YouTube clip from that part.
Oh, perfect. Fantastic. That way I don't have to sit through the whole movie.
All right, let's talk about
it. Well, I have been watching.
Oh, did you watch anything?
I did. Sorry. I did. And I know you guys are going to be real excited to talk about it. Nomadland. One of the favorites for Best Picture. You guys checked it out, I'm sure. Right,
I saw an advertisement for it.
Yeah,
one time, last week.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Not surprising. It's directed by Chloe Zhao and starring Frances McDormand. And I'm not gonna go into it. I'm not gonna go into the plot or anything. It's one of those movies. It's where it has a plot. A loose plot, I'll say. It has, if I were to describe every aspect of it, it should be something that I love, but the sum of its parts is just not something that I'm that into. Like, it's directed beautifully, it's well performed, it's shot incredibly well, but I kind of feel about it like I did Boyhood from like 7 or 8 years ago. If you guys remember Boyhood. I'm sure you guys are big fans.
Huge fans.
About a boy
in the hood.
Nope. Boyhood.
No man is an island.
Boy in the hood.
Boy in the hood. Not Leprechaun. No, boy in the hood.
Attack the Block. I'm all in.
I actually love Attack the Block. But no, Boyhood. Like, it's like so serious and it's so close to reality that like I don't enjoy it. Like I watch movies to escape from reality, not to just like live in reality for an
right hour. Like all those masked up episodes of our favorite TV shows.
Right
I hear
like
what
those.
You're saying,
like those, exactly, yeah, just like that. But it is directed beautifully, and this Chloe Zhao, if the name sounds familiar, is directing Eternals.
A superhero movie,
and if you watch, so I haven't seen her, the movie that she did before this was called Rider, and I really want to check it out, but it's not on streaming. She does not, it'll be interesting to see if she has more influence over the movie or the Marvel machine has more influence over the movie. Because if she has influence over the movie, then I might be all in on Eternals, knowing nothing about it, because she's definitely not a typical director like she definitely has more of an experimental eye. So I'll be very curious to see Eternals when that comes out.
Ben, if you like experimental eyes and superhero movies, you should watch Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah. Well played. Well played. Well, without further ado, let's jump into our
March movie madness.
That's right. It's the Elite Eight of our March Movie Madness bracket, trying to determine what is the best sports film, at least the best in our bracket. Guys, I am not looking forward to this week.
It'll be a tough week. I am very surprised that the movies in the Elite Eight are actually as good as they are.
Yeah.
Because I know us and we don't necessarily do the best brackets. So
this one's going to be tough. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be very, very tough. So
Go ahead.
What do you want to say?
Should we start?
Yeah, no, let's start. Where do you want to start?
I was thinking since there's so little.
What's up? Whoa. Incredible critics.
Little peek behind the curtain there, guys.
Yeah, right. You have to have somebody looking in order to peek behind the curtain, and nobody's watching. So yeah.
There are people watching. Even see it.
Yeah.
Hey, I say since there's so little movies to choose from this week, there's only eight. We should do a little synopsis read for the movies as they go up. All right. So
that's great. Those are great notes to provide ahead of time. Thank you.
Oh, no, Frankie, you're going to read the spring things on. We do it live.
Yeah, we do it live. Yeah,
do it live.
Do it live. All right. That quick little IMDb. So Miracle. Are we starting in Ben's bracket?
Yeah, we can start.
Starting in Ben's bracket.
Yep.
This is a tough one. We have Miracle versus Moneyball. Miracle, a true story of Herb Brooks, the player turned coach who led the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team to victory over a seemingly invincible Soviet squad.
Yeah. Go on.
That is directed by Gavin O'Connor, written by Eric Guggenheim, and then starring Kurt Russell. Moneyball. Oakland A's general manager Billy Beane's successful attempt to assemble a baseball team on a lean budget by employing a computer-generated analysis to acquire new players. Written by Steven Zillion, Aaron Sorkin, starring Brad Pitt, Robin Wright, and Jonah Hill.
Wow.
Well, I will go ahead and start because it won't be any surprise that Moneyball.
Yeah, you and Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron
Sorkin wins another bracket.
He writes so well. But you can't deny he writes so well. Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Which movie won the last?
Social Network?
The Social Network.
Like
Social
four Network. Best movie. Yeah. It was the first one we did. Yeah, you're right.
Best movie of all time.
Again, just like Social Network. It's written so well. So well.
Can I put it in there?
So Moneyball, it's Moneyball to me.
Yeah, I know Tuna is gonna be so sad because I'm picking Moneyball as well. Mm-hmm. I know Miracle is like the real life Mighty Ducks, but Moneyball was so good. They're both based on true stories. Moneyball is way more compelling to me, and I am not a baseball person. So
is Moneyball based on a true story or just based on both?
No, it's based on a true story.
True story.
It is based on a true story. And the other thing, minor spoilers for Moneyball. Also interesting that like it doesn't necessarily end on a big triumphant championship win, which is also an interesting take. I said spoilers before I started that sentence. Yeah.
2011, 10 years ago.
You were too busy trying to figure out if it was a true story.
It is.
Yeah.
No, I knew Billy Beane was real. I was like, is that really what happened? But go ahead.
Which I think is also an interesting take of it's not like this like it still has that triumphant moment in its own way, but it's not like the big championship. They win the World Series, everybody, is jumping up and down, so yeah, no, it's yeah, Moneyball. Frankie?
My vote doesn't even count because you guys picked it, but I'm still going to vote for Moneyball just because I think it's awesome that, well, it is a great movie. It is written extremely well. It has acted very well, but the, you know, also I think it's super cool that this is what started, this is what got the analytics train started in sports, and yeah, it is still huge and running right now, and it's a huge thing in football. So it's
probably bigger than ever now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where are we headed next, Frankie?
Why don't we go right on over to, I don't know whose bracket.
Why does Frankie lag, but Tim doesn't? You guys are in the same house.
That's a great question. I was thinking the same thing.
Frankie, you're so laggy.
And I'm hooked up to it.
I'm hardwired. Yeah, I'm on the actual Wi-Fi. Feeling great.
Are you running like a Cat 4 cable?
I'm hardwired in, so I don't really.
Cat 4?
No, it's Cat 7.
It's Tuna's bracket on the right with Warrior and... Remember the Titans?
All right, there you go. Why can't I say water? What is wrong with me, Philadelphia? I hate you.
Warrior?
The water warrior. Boy. No. And Warrior, yeah.
No, that's not it. No. It's Warrior and Remember the Titans. Who put you in charge? Why did you get right. Why did you decide to do all this? The Water Boy. Yes, the Water Boy made it to
it's
the
It's not
elite
even my game. Show. It's your... Well, I wouldn't have been surprised. This is going to be an easy one. No, this one's even tougher now. I regret coming here. All right. Take two. Let's go over to the...
we're doing it live.
Where we have Warrior versus
do it
Remember
live.
The Titans.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You need me to vamp even longer for you?
I don't really know.
I'm Meemaw. Okay.
Okay. That'd be a great spot for it. All right. Anyway, Warrior, the youngest son of an alcoholic former boxer, returns home where he's trained by his father for competition in mixed martial arts tournament, the path that puts the fighter on a collision course with his estranged older brother. Against Remember the Titans, which if you haven't seen this movie, what is wrong with you? The true story of a newly appointed African-American coach and his high school team on their first season as a racially integrated unit. I'm going to start off. I love Warrior. It is one of my favorite movies. It has Tom Hardy. He does an amazing job. I don't even really care for MMA, and this is such an awesome movie. It's definitely one of those movies that like gets you like, oh, I want to go to the gym now. I want to go do MMA. I want to watch it. And then you watch it. You're like, I don't really like this. A lot of people just beat each other up. Not as cool as in the movie. But I'm still going to go for Remember the Titans because it just, it's such a great movie. I don't know if I don't know if there's a better movie than Remember the Titans. It's going to be tough. We'll see what happens, but.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, Remember the Titans is just, it is a classic that I think everyone should watch. And I don't think you can necessarily make that argument for Warrior, which is not a knock on Warrior. You know, I think that, you know, it's a great movie and you could tell, you know, there's certainly an audience that you should say should watch it, but not everyone everywhere should watch Warrior. But you can make that argument for Remember the Titans. So I agree with you. Remember the Titans.
Yep. I'm on the same page. Remember the Titans for sure. I think what you're saying, Ben, is like Remember the Titans is probably one of the most accessible sports movies ever for like coming in at any level or no knowledge of sports or like, if you're a kid and want to watch a sports movie, if you're an old man, I don't know. But yeah, Remember the Titans is so good. I got to go with Remember the Titans.
And to give it some perspective,
move it on.
Warrior is one of Tuna's favorite movies. And even he picked Remember the Titans. So it's unanimous.
Oh, did we his picks?
Yeah, he sent us his picks.
Oh, I wasn't watching.
didn't see when Ben had the when Ben had the Incredible Critics message open.
Yep, that's why I had it open
on the podcast.
Oh no, no, no!
All right, where are we headed next?
People not watching. I'm going right down below into Field of Dreams versus the Legend of Bagger Vance.
Nope,
no,
just kidding. Field of Dreams versus the Sandlot. Two baseball classics, guys. I know Ben has said he's not a fan of the Sandlot because I don't know, he has no soul. I'm not quite sure what his reasoning is, but the
everywhere
Sandlot
like
is
such as and
the summer of that didn't even apply. I didn't stumble over anything. The summer of 1962, a new kid in town is taken under the wing of a young We're doing it live, Ben. Wing of a young baseball prodigy and his rowdy team, resulting in many adventures. I mean, come on. It's amazing. And there's a big dog and there's Wendy Peppercorn. I mean, oh. Then we have Field of Dreams, 1989. Iowa farmer Ray Kinsella is inspired by a voice he can't ignore to pursue his dream he can hardly believe. Supported by his wife, Ray begins the quest by turning an ordinary cornfield into a place where dreams come true. Spoiler, he builds a baseball field and all the great ghosts come and play on it. Listen, Kevin Costner is in every sports movie. So, you know, whoever had the bet that he was going to make it into the Final Four or the Elite Eight, you know, it was an easy bet. Odds were high.
Right.
Great movie. I love The Sandlot. I'm going to vote for The Sandlot. I think, you know, it's one of my favorite movies as a kid. Made you want to go out and play baseball with your friends. It's more believable than building a baseball field and ghosts coming to play on it.
But both of these movies have ghosts of... Is Babe Ruth in both of these movies a ghost? I don't remember. Is Babe Ruth in Field of Dreams?
Sandlot? He has...
There's a ghost of Babe Ruth in Sandlot.
But there is a... No, there's not.
Yeah, it's. I think it's like a dream sequence.
They sign
remember,
a Babe Ruth ball.
No, he comes into the kid's room maybe. When he's at night, and he's like, "This is how
that's
to
creepy.
Play the game." Yeah, it's creepy. It's a ghost.
I mean, can't get away with that anymore. So, what is your pick, Tim?
Oh man, this is a really tough.
Yeah, where I
can go next if you need.
I mean, the Sandlot has Patrick.
Think about it.
No, I I know what I'm gonna pick.
See, you're the one lagging. Your internet connection.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It is 100% you, as you lag out and can't.
You're
even
frozen.
Respond.
You're frozen, Frankie. I yelled down to him.
I hear you. I'm not frozen. I hear you talking. That's why
you were frozen. Now you're talking really
fast.
You were
definitely frozen. What are you talking about?
All right. So I'm okay. I got to go. Incredible. Honestly, I'm going to go with the Sandlot too. It was just so, and I know this is the hardest pick of all of the matchups we've had. Because again, it was like not real movies about, a sport, but both are so iconic. James Earl Jones has such a great part in. Oh my goodness, is James Earl Jones in both of these movies?
Is he?
Yes. Yeah, he is.
He's the owner of the dog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My brain just exploded. Okay. Oh man, that's creepy. So, James Earl Jones. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Sandlot. When I was a kid, I could watch that on repeat. And we watched Field of Dreams a lot. Like, I remember for not being into baseball at all, we watched Field of Dreams a bunch.
I mean, one of the classic lines, if you build it, they will come. People say it all the time.
Oh, sure. All the time. I was going to say, when you were freezing up like a robot.
Yeah, whenever you're building something, someone says, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah. No, everybody, yeah. Anybody, even people that don't know the movie, know that line and know what movie it's from. And people
has
who have
there
never
ever
seen
been a church plant that no, someone hasn't said that?
Okay, but wrong. What about
forever.
Nailed it.
Well, I am picking Field of Dreams.
What was Tuna's pick?
I can't give you an impassioned argument for why, but I just don't like The Sandlot. It's never been.
You don't like fun.
Yeah, you know me.
The Great Bambino.
Tuna also picked Field of Dreams. So the question is, do we accept his pick since he's not here and leave it up to the Incredible fans?
You know what?
Or
let's give one to the Incredible fans.
Let's do it. Let's leave it up to the Incredible fan.
If you listen, if you post it,
we may split on 42 versus Dodgeball. We don't know.
If you post it, they will vote. All right, belief.
All right, well, there it is.
And this time we might just let people vote by GIF instead of
instead of hearts and likes, since that didn't work out too well.
Okay, well, I tried.
Time will tell.
Okay. It's not your fault. It's Facebook's fault. It's
they took the polls away for no reason. I don't know why. No,
it's Zuckerberg's fault, dude. Not your fault.
Also, fun fact, right now at Cinemark, if you want to watch Field of Dreams on the big screen, you can do so for $100 for you and at least 10 of your friends.
Nice.
Maybe 20. I don't know if it's 10 or 20.
It's 20.
Well, they had a 10 promotion and a 20 promotion, so I don't know which one this is. But you know, hey, there's that. So lastly, in our bracket, we have 42 versus Dodgeball.
Oof.
Frankie, hit us. Oh, you need me to vamp a little bit more.
I'm good. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That's the motto. That is the motto of the great movie from 2004, Dodgeball, a true underdog story. A group of misfits enter a Las Vegas dodgeball tournament in order to save their cherished local gym from the onslaught of a corporate health fitness chain. Starring Ben Affleck, Vince Vaughn. I'm sorry, not Ben Affleck. Ben Stiller. Sorry, Batflack. Batflack is on the brain. Still can't get over it. Ben Stiller, Christine Taylor, and
Martha.
Vince Vaughn. So funny. Such a great movie. Going up against 42. In 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American to play Major League Baseball in a modern era when he was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers and faces considerable racism in the process. Starring the late, the great Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford.
Only two people in the movie. Only two people in the entire movie.
Great movie.
Crazy.
It's a two-man
show. You only see the camera. You know, the camera's only on one baseball player at a time. It's always Chadwick Boseman. Such an awesome movie. Have you guys seen it? I know it's tough to ask this late. Have you guys
watched the whole thing?
Yeah, 42. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Such a good, directed well. You know, Chadwick Boseman's amazing in it. And it's just an amazing movie. And it's an awesome story. I mean, one of the greatest baseball players of all times. So where do you guys stand? I'm not picking first.
I'll pick first. I'll go ahead. So what I will say about Dodgeball is, much like many of Will Ferrell movies. Will Ferrell? No, he's not in that movie.
He's not in it though.
Is he?
No.
He's not in it.
But is he somehow involved in that movie? I don't know. But like Will Ferrell movies.
It's a Ben Affleck movie. Why would Will Ferrell be?
we're really incredible when it comes to Dodgeball.
We need a Ben Affleck Will Ferrell movie. That needs to have it.
Ooh, that. Yeah. I'd be down for that. That movie, what I was getting at was that, like a lot of Will Ferrell movies, like Anchorman, stuff like that, incredibly quotable. Like you cannot find it funny, but like you still know quotes from ESPN The Ocho. Like you still know all of these things from Dodgeball, and it's hilarious because of it. But much like Remember the Titans, like second after watching Remember the Titans is to watch 42. It's just a really well acted movie. Again, one of those movies that you could argue everyone should watch. And I would also I also think that the scene between Chadwick Boseman and Alan, I think it's Alan, I forget how to say his last name, you know, Firefly, is just such a
Tudyk.
Well acted scene. And like I remember watching interviews with them, like it was such a tough scene to act because he's, especially by today's standard, just a
completely horrible human being and acting, you know, the way that it was, you know, and it just, it was what it was. And you had to show that in the movie. And it's just like, it gives me chills when I think about the acting and the performances that went into just that individual scene, much less the rest of the movie. So for me, really easy to say 42.
Okay, I'm going to go next because I've never seen 42, but I voted for it a lot. But I'm going to do something that's a little on the edge, and I'm going to say that we need one sports comedy, and Dodgeball might just be the best sports comedy movie of all time.
Yeah, no arguments, but no.
So even though it's voting against a completely historical, amazingly acted, all-star cast of a movie, I'm going to pick the incredible pick of Dodgeball.
Tuna also picked, also picked 42. So the question to you, Frankie, is, are you picking the correct thing or are you picking Dodgeball? And Tim,
I had to go against the grain.
Tim, you should probably check out 42.
Oh no, yeah. So I will clarify. I have not seen the whole movie. Like I said, I voted for it a lot because it's again all-star cast, like unbelievable. But I know I have not seen the whole thing. So, yeah.
Dodgeball has, it's not a cameo, but it's a small role played by Jason Bateman. As an incredible ESPN announcer named Pepper Brooks.
Uh-huh. Oh, and he just fantastic.
Has the best lines, one of which is F&A Cotton, F&A. It's just like that, because it's ESPN, they can't curse. And it's hilarious. Like, it is so funny. That movie can make me laugh so hard I'm crying. You know, you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, Fat Ben Stiller. It's really like,
No. I mean, Ben Stiller is incredibly quotable.
And Christine Taylor are married in real life, so like it's funny to see.
Well, they
them.
Were.
They were. Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah. Pouring out for that relationship, you know. But yeah.
Hey, anybody? That's a deep cut. Anybody? No.
No.
Oh, she was in like a early '90s Nickelodeon sitcom called
Hey Dude. Oh, that's right. She was in that. It was the
little
dude wild, ranch.
A little strange.
But we're not voting on Hey Dude tonight, Ben. So Frankie just needs to pick his favorite Nickelodeon kids show.
That does swing the tides a little bit.
That could be a bracket.
I love Hey Dude.
It could be a bracket.
If it was Salute Your Shorts, I might have pushed it over. But I'm going to go with 42 because it is just a better movie.
1,000%.
Listen. I figured 42 is going to be picked. I just had to throw a wrench out there for
Dodgeball. My problem was, if I picked Dodgeball, there's a chance it could win. And that would just be the most incredible thing that we've done. Best sports
You're
movie
not
of
wrong.
All time. Something that people would argue is not a sport. it would be a true underdog story.
It's called a true underdog story. I thought it was true. I'm confused. Yeah.
Well, listen, Dodgeball got a lot more popular after that movie. There are many Dodgeball
It's true.
Leagues.
Wow.
That's true. Well, Frankie, where can people connect with us and vote on their pick between Field of Dreams and The Sandlot?
Oh, that's right. We didn't do that one. So we didn't pick one. You guys can go on Facebook.com/IncredibleCritics, Twitter.com/3CriticsPod, Instagram.com/IncredibleCritics, but really just the Facebooks. That's where the votes are going to be. Leave a GIF. Right, Let us know which one you like.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly Frankie forgets. I mean, we did that just like 5 minutes ago.
I was looking. I'm like, why didn't we select one?
What are we? What are like, why is the bracket? We had this whole discussion. What's going on? Until next week, we are the Incredible Critics. And that's that.
We did it.
Mine.
Let it be known, I was on time this week.
Ben, I was shocked.
You were early.
I was early.
You were two
I was shocked.
Early.
I know, it never happens.